Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahurchisati with the evening news. The headlines. Rajya Sabha pays tribute to former Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan as champion of public service. Chief Minister Nipuria welcomes Ajay Kumar Balla as new Nagaland Governor, expresses hope for peace and progress. Lok Sabha lauds Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's space mission as milestone in Viksit Bharat 2047. And NSF and Naughty Students Organization stage sit-in protest of a rising illegal immigration in region. Now the news in detail. Rajya Sabha today paid tribute to former Nagaland Governor and former Member of Parliament Lal Ganesan, who passed away on August 15. Deputy Chairman Harivansh made an obituary reference, remembering him as a tireless champion of social and cultural causes who worked with distinction and dignity, upholding the values of public service and unity.
Patriot to the core, Sri Ganesan's life was fully devoted to nation building, cultural preservation and selfless public service. In the passing away of Sri Lal Ganesan, the country has lost a principled leader, a devoted nationalist and a tireless champion of cultural and social harmony. We deeply mourn the passing of Sri Lal Ganesan.
The House observed silence as a mark of respect to the departed leader. Lal Ganesan had served as a member of the upper house representing Madhya Pradesh from October 2016 to April 2018. Chief Minister Nipuria has welcomed Ajay Kumar Balla on assuming charge as the governor of Nagaland alongside his responsibilities in Manipur. Welcoming him on behalf of the people of Nagaland, the Chief Minister said, Mr. Bala's vast experience will be invaluable in advancing peace, harmony and progress in the state. Meanwhile, Deputy Chief Minister Y. Pitone also warmly welcomed Mr. Balla on taking charge as Nagaland Governor. In a social media post, he said, Mr. Balla's wide administrative experience and dedication to public service will bring valuable guidance to Nagaland. Mr. Pitone said, the state is looking forward to his support in furthering peace, harmony and progress for the people of the state. Lok Sabha today took up a special discussion on India's first astronaut, Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's recent mission aboard the International Space Station, focusing on the critical role of the space program for Viksit Bharat by 2047. Speaker Om Birla congratulated Group Captain Shukla on behalf of the entire house.
Group Captain Sri Shubhanshu Shukla कि ये उपलब्धि हमारे युवाओं के लिए बड़ी प्रेरणा है आज भारत का अंतरिक्ष कार्यक्रम वैज्ञानिक श्रेष्ठता और विशिष्टता से और विशिष्टता से पूरे विश्व में अपनी विशेष पहचान बना चुका है
Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh initiated the discussion. He said in 2040, an Indian astronaut will set foot on the moon, heralding Viksit Bharat years before 2047.
2027 में पहला मानव हिंदुस्तानी अंतरिक्ष में जाएगा गगनयान 2035 में भारतीय अंतरिक्ष स्टेशन और 2040 में एक भारतीय चांद की धरती पर कदम रखेगा और इसलिए ये कहते हुए यकीन भी है और गर्व भी कि मोदी जी के संकल्प के विकसित भारत की सिद्धि 2047 से होने से कुछ साल पहले ही एक भारतीय चांद की धरती पर पहुंच करके विकसित भारत की घोषणा अंतरिक्ष में चांद पर करने वाला है
The discussion remained inconclusive as the house was adjourned due to noisy protests by the opposition. President Draupadi Murmu today met a group of tribal individuals representing various states in New Delhi under the Adhikarma Yogya Abhiyan of the Tribal Affairs Ministry. In a social media post, President Murmu said the invaluable knowledge of the tribal communities, their cultural heritage and their lifestyle must be preserved. The president further sought support for tribal communities and said that they could become active participants in the country's developmental journey with due respect and dignity. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Naga Students Federation, NSF, under the aegis of the Naughty Students Organization, NESO, held a sit-in strike today demanding the eviction of illegal immigrants from the Northeast. The protest at Naga Solidarity Park in Kohima was participated by several student leaders and youth. In the keynote address, NESO Secretary General Mutsukoyo Yobu expressed serious concern over the escalating issue of illegal migration in the region.
the challenge of uncontrolled and unchecked influx of illegal immigrants has over time grown into one of the most pressing threats to the socio-cultural fabric, demographic balance and political stability of our state. This is not merely a political or administrative issue. It is a matter of survival for the indigenous communities of the Northeast, our languages, our traditions, our cultural practices.
Following the protests, NESO representatives submitted a memorandum to the Chief Minister of Nagaland. The organization outlined six key demands, including the immediate detection and deportation of illegal immigrants, sealing of Indo-Bangladesh border, enhanced border security with modern surveillance, and coordination among states to prevent internal relocation of migrants. They also called for stronger legal safeguards to protect indigenous rights, culture, language and land, and setting up a special review committee to address population surges in specific areas. NESO, which represents eight major student movements across the northeastern states, urged the centre and state governments to address the issue with seriousness and urgency. The Chief Electoral Officer CEO of Nagaland has issued show cause notices to the Nagaland Congress and the United Naga Democratic Party. The move comes after the Election Commission of India listed the parties among 476 registered unrecognized political parties across the country that may face delisting for not contesting any election since 2019. The parties have been given until August 26 to respond with written representations supported by affidavits and documents. Hearings have been scheduled on the same day at the CEO's office in Kohima. Should the parties fail to respond, the commission will proceed with delisting without further notice. The annual physical verification for 2025-26 of all pensioners, both life and family, drawing pension from Kohima South Treasury will be conducted from September 10 to 19. Pensioners have been asked to appear in person at the Treasury office with their PPO book, renewed NPA ID card and the pension verification certificate. The office cautioned that payments will be stopped for those failing to complete the verification. Minister of State for Education Jayant Chowdhury has said the government has a zero-tolerance policy on student safety in schools. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Chowdhury said guidelines are issued from time to time to states and union territories and school boards for the safety of students. He said recently the Union Education Ministry has written a letter to states and UTs to ensure student safety and their well-being.
Safety pe zero tolerance policy hai, NEP mein pravidhan hai aur samay samay pe bharat sarkar bhi raj sarkaron ko state boards ko sabhi boards ko sabhi management ke schoolon ko is sambandh mein guideline jari karti hai. Koi samjhota bachchon ke safety se hum nahi kar sakte hain.
And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast continued heavy rainfall over isolated places in the northeastern states during the next 7 days. In Nagaland, thunderstorm with lightning are very likely tomorrow at isolated areas of the districts of Kifri, Kohima, Longlin, Perin, Twensang, Wakha and Zunheboto. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Rajya Sabha pays tribute to former Nagaland Governor Laga Nisan as champion of public service. Chief Minister Nipurio welcomes Ajay Kumar Balla as new Nagaland Governor, expresses hope for peace and progress. Lok Sabha lauds Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's space mission as milestone in Viksit Bharat 2047. And NSF and Naughty Students Organization stage sit-in protest over rising illegal immigration in region. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Tomorrow, good night.